I think they've had a real coup. For Harps, I think he fought long and hard and thought to himself, well, look, I mean, obviously Tim's in fantastic form, and I think he's thought, well, I want to play. And he wants to play. And, you know, he's going to go there and give them an experience and a level of goalkeeping that will raise that team, and especially his presence in the dressing room. So it's brilliant for them. For me, it doesn't hurt me too much because Rob's in good form. He's here to try and get gauge his career. So for him, it's a little bit extra responsibility knowing that Harps is out, and if we get an injury, he's in. So he's got to react to that, and these are all growing experiences for him. But you know, after the month, we've got to have a call back on him on the Harps. So I think the timing of it is good, and we have an international window in there as well. So I think it's a good thing for everybody. Chola, unfortunately, took a knock on Saturday. After about 4 or 5 minutes, he felt his hamstring, and had pure adrenaline going through the game. But it looks like he's torn his hamstring, so it's going to be a big loss to us. And you know, I know a lot of our fans don't always appreciate him, but they're going to miss him when he's gone, because his impact from the bench and when he starts for us is going to be a big loss in these next 4 or 5 weeks. I think it's because of his the type of person, makeup he is genetically. He's a big guy, and you know, you're talking about Premier League level, and he's hauling it around now. You know, we have to be very, very careful with him. But I do think that this, hoping that this isn't going to be too long and that we can get him back. He's a significant player. I know we get criticism in terms of the board here, but it is, whatever way you wear it up, it's a good gesture for us. Mike has done it purely to get more people in the stadium. He wants a full stadium. So it gives you an indication of where he is, that he's actually buying into what we're doing and can see a future here that he has put in place in terms of the finance and the people he's got in and around us. I think he's done it the right way, or the best possible way, because season ticket holders who have paid the full price, they're the only people who can get the half price tickets, and I think that's right. Because if you had paid full price, you'd be feeling a little bit, you know, in the mouth about it. But if you can get your wife there and your kid there for these prices, then that's good. Because I think it's about as good an offer as they could have made. So hopefully we can get above that 50,000. I think that would be great for the Everton game. And if we can just keep ourselves unbeaten till then, it will be a great day for us.